Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. Hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. Yeah. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news. Blessed with awards. Black on black crime. We're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voices, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event. Huh, where were you? I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with dynasties. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Swish Fam, CD release, Where's the Beef sequel, giving interviews, that's right, we covered OPN2, we post videos, showing we run this, November 5th, huh, remember Ernest Smith,
I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it, I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it.
Welcome once again. We are doing it. That was none other than Emax the Image doing the hook on that particular track. As I welcome you again, real thankful to have you. And wow, I'm looking at callers, and I will get to you all very shortly. So please allow me to at least properly welcome you all in for about the next 3 minutes and let you know you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 3, Verse 33. MAN is an abbreviation, an acronym for music, activism, news. And that's how you get the MAN. 646-478-0944. For those who are looking online, you can feel free to do what the next few, like, phone callers did. Call in, let us know what's going on. Very thankful to be with you all because this is nothing but constant growth. That chapter 3 lets you know it's been 3 years. 33 episodes, you're on verse 33 right now, and when I first was allowed to get that opportunity through Varsity Music, Emax the Image, anytime a holiday came up, they would say, you better not go on the air. Now, recently, because of listeners, as well as people who take an active participation, hey, I'm thankful to be allowed to come on during most holidays, including like your Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and things like that. So let me give you three quick disclaimers, and I'll go straight to the phone lines. I promise you that. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk Radio, which I'm on right now, or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Remember, it's an hour-long program, so we will do our best to make sure everybody gets in and gets a chance to say whatever's on their mind. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind, because sometimes you never know what you might add into a program. So before I do anything else, I have to keep my word. That'll give you all time to pull out whatever it is you may want to write something down on. And I have three numbers that I'm looking at. The first one is a 216-703. Second one is a 702-609. The third one is a 216-486. If you don't wish to speak, you can stay silent. But I think everyone would love to hear what's on your mind. So with that being said, let's go to 216-703. What's happening with you out there?
Black House Sound, what's up? Joe Legacy, the founder of Black House Sound, calling in tonight.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I just want to clear up some stuff that's going out and going on out in the streets about Black House Sound. I just want everybody to know for the last, I can say, 11 years, I've been the founder of Black House Sound, and if there's any discrepancies about that, due to members that used to be in Black House Sound, I am the man to let everybody out there know that's listening, not to step on nobody's toes. And I just want to let everybody know we reforming Black House Sound. Will be me and Endo Dubsack. I'm Joe Legacy, and Endo Dubsack is hopefully my business manager, and I will play the role as the founder and CEO until I find the proper people to work them different channels for Black House Sound.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hey, man, before I let you go, I have to ask you, man, how important has it been to find the right people around you, such as, let's say, Endo Dubsack, and to continue making sure that your company runs the correct way? If you could put it out there, how important is that?
Well, it's very important because on a daily basis, well, on a yearly basis, I'm very, you know, I get frustrated because, you know, you get with these cats and everybody claimed it, you know, they going to put the work in and put the money in and network and everything. And some of them actually do, but for some odd reason, egos and shows and people praising another artist getting away, and it always break up the group. If you not strong, then the group gonna be broke up. But the group is not broke up because, like I say, that other member really wasn't active. You never really saw that member, so it don't hurt us in no form. But far as the internet, I have to take over that. But to answer your question, it's very important to have a solid foundation, as in the people that you interact with in your group, to be solid, for everybody to be on the same page. If one person is off key, then the whole group is off key, if that answers your question.
It does answer the question, as well as, wow, the international base of listeners who do tune in, and I'm thankful for. So I appreciate that, brother, and I'm pretty sure if there's anything else you'd like to put out, like contact for you.
My contact, I'm working on that tonight or tomorrow night, between these two nights. But I do want to show a shout-out to every local artist in Cleveland. I try to do that every time. You know, if you're a local artist in Cleveland and you're struggling, I understand we all in the same boat. Just because you see videos from Black House Sound and hear us on Voice and Radio and hear CDs or what have you, or see us in festivals, do not mean we a star. The next day people have to go to work, and people have to do what they do. That's why I love this radio station, Voice It Radio. It's the truth. Just like the name is, Voice It Radio. You know, you actually can voice your opinion or voice what you're doing. So this radio station right here is the best when it comes to Blackout Sound. I think it's the best.
Hey, then I thank you, because right now I have to get into the Voice of Radio thing on a Thursday, because right now I appreciate the fact that if we're on Blog Talk Radio
as well as, of course, Varsity.
Ain't no problem, but you're always voicing your opinion, so I can see how that comes across. So we thank you very much, man.
All right,
stay on the line.
Voice it, the whole thing. Peace.
Peace. You know something? This is like going to be a very fun night. And before I get to area code 702609, I want to let people know who we. Just a couple of things that are coming up. It'll only take a couple of minutes. That'll give you some idea of where we plan on going. And the reason I let people know, please take out something for information, because this Saturday, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip-Hop Workshop will happen at 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room 136 on East 22nd Street, Euclid Avenue. Although you can enter off Chester. Now, the Black Man's Army will sponsor another six-minute film towards the end of the program, plus another viewing of the hip-hop workshop theme from Black House Sounds, who sponsors the workshop from time to time. Also expected, Corey Kane and Hollywood Chucky from the Player T Show to speak on hand-to-hand distribution and holistic health. Also, the mission statement of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip-Hop Workshop will be read. I want to also put out there real fast for those who may be looking for something to do tomorrow afternoon. I'll say before I get to the other announcement that the VA plans a meeting tomorrow for veterans, family members, and the community to speak to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs at East 105 VA Hospital, first floor, Rec Hall, room 1D370. Now, with that being said, since they've been very patient online, who's at the 702 area code 609?
This is the man called Hawk, live and in blackness in Sin City, or what I would like to call Saint City, Las Vegas, Nevada. 702, I just came up with an acronym on that, brother. I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. 702 means heaven knows you. If you don't know heaven, you better get to learn heaven. You understand what I'm saying? Seven principles.
Yes,
it is what it is. Just like they always say, it is what it is if you can dig what it is. What's up, Sheriff?
Oh, I'm doing great now that I'm hearing from you, man. You dropping knowledge already, so I'm going to sit back and give you another couple of minutes, man.
Here's what I'm going to go ahead and say. I'm going to go ahead and make some connections here. Now, granted, it's cross-country from the Pacific time zone to the Eastern time zone, but I heard a lot of good things coming from that brother from Black House Sounds, as well as the keynote that you dropped about the Black Man's Army. You don't know exactly how long I've been looking to form something like that out here to stand by, if not instruct, and reinforce the brothers from Muhammad's Mosque 75 out here in Las Vegas to actually put boots on the ground, you know what I'm saying, boots on the ground and boom in the sound. So that being said, I will definitely be Googling both of those to maintain or to retain or gain that particular contact information. So whenever you see that 702 pop up, you already know who it is. It's the man that not only talk the talk, but I walk the walk. It's the brother, the Black Man Unplugged, the man called Hawk.
Thank you so much. You know something? I appreciate you calling in to other shows on Blog Talk Radio as well, such as, of course, Hood Talk Radio, which uses the
same
phone number on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where Emacs and the Mind State gives you international politics brought down to a local level. And then, of course, that 646-478-0944 number on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101 with my man Emacs the Image. So thank you for definitely calling in, supporting, and more than that, giving that information to Raise a Nation.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you giving me the time for that. And like I said, when you see it, you know who it is. I appreciate it. You fellas have
no
a good night.
No problem. You too, brother. Stay up.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace. And before I get to that 216-486 phone number, top tracks or slash artists from a Monday to a Monday. Man in the streets out there in the streets. We'll go with number 10 and work our way to number 1. We'll say number 10. Yes, Chef Kilroy sliding back off the list. But that's all right because the brother who debuted last week and gave us some new music for this week, Sean Niggy Niggy Knock, number 9. Number 8, HJS Music. Number 7, my man Ballhead Fred that killed George Zimmerman is still in a lot of people's minds. Number 6, Queen Nana with Black People. Number 5, E-Max, The Image, Varsity Music. Number 4, Brick, who's definitely in the building, debuted last week with Bring It On. Number 3, Beat Effect and Osage, the Scarface album based on the movie. And a whole lot of different tracks on there that makes it a very hot commodity. Number 2, Black House Sounds, the hip-hop workshop theme, which will premiere this coming Thursday online and then at the workshop. It'll be another definite reshowing early on. And then number 1, Bone Thugs and Harmony. How in the world did they end up on this list? It's amazing. I'll get into that in a little while. Don't want to leave people waiting online, so I'm looking at that 216-486. What's going on?
Mr. Porter.
Yes, how are you?
I'm excited because I wanted to ask you, is it true that you interviewed Flesh and Lazybone of Bone Thugs and Harmony on your radio show, especially Hip Hop Workshop radio show last week? Is that true, sir?
Yes, it is true. And there are a lot of different things around that because I think that's why sometimes different things do. I can talk about that for a little while, if you don't mind. And what else would you like to add? Anything you'd like to say for today?
Oh, I'm just waiting, sir, to hear what you have to say about a lot of things. I'm waiting with my pen and pencil to receive
you. All right. Then I appreciate that, and I'll tell you what, I'll get into that. And also maybe something else that's coming up as well. So if you're going to do that, then I'll give you some more information. How's that?
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. I can appreciate that. And before I get into that, because there's a little bit more to that, so I will say that tomorrow, 6 p.m., East 24th is St. Clair. It's the weekly meetings that have been going on from Bashir Jones. His Renaissance meeting to definitely change the area that we're in. So that's a beautiful thing in itself. I want to go back to what was just said, and then I might be able to play a song that goes along with what was definitely spoke about earlier, because I was very thankful, shocked, surprised when the phone call came on a Wednesday evening. And they let me know that, you know, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which airs Thursdays 3 to 4 p.m., on the radio show of VoiceItRadio.com. Last week, Lazybone and Wishbone of Bones, Thugs, and Harmony interviewed live in the studio by myself. And, you know, a lot of people in our area might say things that aren't true. So that's why I invite people to at least document what you're saying. You get taken a lot more serious. So you can go to the Facebook page of Shameless Plug, Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period. It should read out Alfred Porter Jr. Now, they had just done a live TV 20 interview in our studio, and immediately following that particular interview, I was blessed to be the first to interview them on the radio. And I guess it helped that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show was in the top 100 worldwide that week. That week from the show we'd done earlier on. So we spoke on Lazybone winning a Spitboxers rap battle and also the October 16th homecoming where Bone Thugs cares and how they plan on giving back to Cleveland youth and artists. That's how they ended up being number one, because what they're planning on is giving back to the youth as well as the Cleveland artists. Did I mention the fact that from 6 to 9 p.m. there was a meet and greet where some of my guests who showed up included Emax the Image, G's, Black House Sounds, Get On Mind State, Spade, Dave Malley, Cree, J-Mo, King Dre, and it was a full house. Now, this Thursday, there will definitely be the controversial J-Mo on this particular program, but there's a lesson to be learned more than the interview itself. There's definitely lessons to be learned in all of this. And number one lesson learned, slow and steady wins the race. Now, I began with my journey with Spitboxes in November 2001. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop started in January 2004. It takes time to build a reputation. This second part is your common sense lesson, because now, since Thursday afternoon, my inbox and my phone has blown up consistently. Now, the common sense lesson is be aware and don't fool yourself. How can I say that? Because I realize that people aren't reaching out because I'm great, but because of the Bone interviews. And the common sense lesson is knowing yourself, facing the truth, and not getting a big head can continue to push you forward in this industry. Since they called in, they were like number two on the list. Their video would be played and all of that. Again, big screen and online. Let's go with some Black House Sounds. We'll be right back after this. You should know the thing. Workshop.
Black House Sound B, man. It's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip. Workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back to work. How we be that hip-hop workshop. It be that hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back to work. I'm on a different channel, until we work. Got my spitting verses, until we work. I might have music service, real life no commercial. Show when they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my sailor flow, dedicated to get the go. Back 2005, off the court, was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fast, we going down. All the rockets in the prime. Hip hop workshop, help you use your mind. On the day to grind, too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop and taking over. Losing talent is cold. Instead, opening up the doors. So Cleveland hip-hop awards. You think I learned about third more. We don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try to show me we become a third more.
Hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put the lyrics on the badge. We work, how we be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop. Workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put the lyrics on the page. We work out.
If your neighborhood is ping pong and chess house, that's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004, we're legendary, historic, and much more. Much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Caller Post Building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many suave guys coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, Papa Willis in his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Lonnie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. A.U.G. and beat effect and thoroughbred. It's time to go back, back into rhyme. Back, back to the picture. Back into time. Time. Truth Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred with Fred G. With old club and old nice ball hit Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Uncle, you became the doghouse, the governor of E.C. He used to rock,
used to rock.
Changed his name to Sean Niggy Niggy Knock, and paved the way for all Dex DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane, the Terror Flow from Chemical Ali. Big E the star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
We on that work, out we put the lyrics on the pad to reverse out. When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, with Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress, cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive, 137 shots. That's why I say sick of freaking high side. From crooks get cops, hip hop workshop is the breath that I have you on the journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put the lyrics on the back to we work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put the lyrics on the back to we work out.
And, of course, that's the Hip Hop Workshop theme, Black House Sounds. And, of course, we had a guest appearance, which I appreciated. You're listening to Man in the Streets Music Activism News. Number right here for those online who are looking at the number. Feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. I appreciate those who have, of course, taken the time to tune in on this Labor Day. And I want to also thank the Down Solid House of Hits, who invited me into the Labor Day cookout to just chill back. I appreciate it. Next week, well, we have some, this will be a very interesting conversation, what some car drivers had to say to some of us, including the walking revolution like myself, who are driving, might surprise you. I found that very interesting, but today I want to let people know, get to some information first that you can take down and write down first, let people know about that. Spit Boxes is tomorrow, 3327. West 32nd and Sackett off West 25th Street at City Break Studio. Written title with Champ Kid Fresco. MC title vacant. B-Boy title vacant. Plus the Producers Lounge where producers can advertise beats. Only five at the door. So that is going on tomorrow. I also want to get back and let people know what they might have missed before I go to a story and just let people know. Congratulations to OPN, Oppressed People's Nation's March to East Cleveland City Hall, where Jerry Wilson, a member of that group, spoke about being touched that so many people came out, including Black Man's Army and Black on Black Crime Incorporated, plus many others. Jerry Wilson also spoke about a police officer in East Cleveland who killed a dog with 13 shots right on, out in the middle of the streets. Also, OPN members and MCs, The Shark, Ray Clark, and King Swisher was also there. Plus, Chairman Ernest Smith said the politicians have a phrase that if you don't vote, you don't count. But Chairman Ernest said, if politicians don't meet our health, rights, interests, affairs, needs, then they don't count. Mama Porter said, wow, that senior citizens must unite and realize that they are being used by the politicians to keep them in office. Mama Porter said you should teach and work with the young folks because there is no hope for the elderly because they keep the politicians going. Wow. It was a very interesting event that was there, and I'm glad that they came out for that strong event right there. Before I get to anything else, I'll let you know that there are a couple of shows coming up tonight, which is SOTC Radio, which is tonight at 1 a.m., WCSB.org. Of course, that's WCSB.org. Cleveland Standard Time, 1 a.m., 89.3 FM. And, of course, that same station of 216 Radio. So that's 216 Radio itself, which airs Saturdays midnight at Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. Also, for those who may want to know, Blog Talk Radio also has another show. It's called Who Has the Power Radio. Blog Talk Monday, 7:30 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time of 914-338-0665. Before I play another track, I just want to get out there and say that I find it very, very interesting that, I better keep, because if I don't keep my word, people get upset with me. So with that being said, I know I better keep my word and say that we promised you last week that we would deal with a different aspect of Ferguson, Missouri, and the death of Michael Brown, as we spoke on how character assassinations were used on Trayvon Martin, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, and now Michael Brown. This week, we need to take a look at hooping and hollering. Now, there are some people who will tell you that hooping and hollering and raising hell no longer works. Unfortunately, it does work in certain instances. Let's be clear that I am not endorsing looting and tearing up your own neighborhood, which is crazy. But at the same time, I am in no way condemning it. See, let's break down this statement if I can. If protesters hadn't taken to the streets in Ferguson with Molotov cocktails and stormed police posts continuously, then the police wouldn't have called in the state troopers, which escalated to the National Guard coming in to throw tear gas, to which a lot of protesters threw it back. Now, if it were not for that hooping and hollering, Reverend Jackson and Al Sharpton wouldn't have come through Ferguson. You want proof? Did they show up in Cleveland? Did the Reverend show up in Cleveland? And did, of course, any of those Reverends from Al Sharpton to Jackson show up? Over the two people murdered by 137 shots. Although a lot of residents didn't like Jackson or Sharpton being there, the family asked them to be at the funeral. Now, if it were not for the hooping and hollering, would the United States Justice Department alongside Eric Holden have come straight from the White House to demand early on a fast and thorough investigation and autopsy alongside a review of all facts? Hooping and hollering, where 212 people plus so far were arrested, which gained some attention and response, no matter how little, it gained response from the White House, a.k.a. the President of these United States of America. Now, our own Pastor Thompson has spoken on hooping and hollering, needing to be backed up by paperwork because time of marching is played out. Fortunately, the events in Ferguson proved that theory wrong somewhat. Although Pastor Thompson is right about needing to know the law via the Constitution and filing immediately lawsuits that can put these people in place. Now, Black on Black Crime Incorporated President Ernie Harris pointed out that you need to have social actions, just like the Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Social action is different from social planning. Social action consists of rallies, vigils, marches, demonstrations, and boycotts. Social planning consists of meeting to solve the problems, strategies, analyzing to go along with changing certain policies. And if they don't, of course, which is important, listen, then it's time to go back to the social action to grab their attention. And that's when you need everyone, because our problem is those of us who will go on the front line to agitate change aren't joined by those who know the law and will speak when we have crowds out there to tell people about the next step via lawsuits or other measures, especially if we work to bring a crowd. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. used demonstrations, agitations, and the law to execute change. To hear more from Black on Black Crime Incorporated President Ernie Ayers, come down to Black on Black Crime headquarters, which is located at 14715 Euclid Avenue on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Wow, I'm impressed because I'm looking at two different things right here, and I'm going to go here and check and see what's going on with this 216772. If you'd like to add anything, we'd appreciate you.
Good evening.
Hello,
how
are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So tell me what's on your mind, brother.
I love your dissertation on organizing social and political and otherwise. That's fantastic. I attended the parade today over on Kinsman, and that was very good. I was passing some flyers out with the labor group for healthcare justice program coming up September 13th.
Good.
Yeah, and this is about SPAN, the Ohio Labor, I'm sorry, Labor Endorsements for the Single Payer Network. Single Payer was supposed to be initiated in the Obama health care plan, but it got shelved because it would have too much savings for the people, and we can't have that now, can we?
No, we can't.
No, that's all wrong. Ooh. There's a bill pending before Congress on this, H.R. 676.
Wow.
It calls for a national health care program that will cover all medical necessary services, including primary care, inpatient care, outpatient care, prescription drugs, durable medical insurance, long-term care, mental health, dentistry, eye care, chiropractic, and furthermore, substance abuse as well. So, you know, we can have this, so we can hear about this at September 13th. Saturday, 2 p.m., Laborers Hall, 3250 Euclid. Just wanted to invite you all, and that's what we were doing today. I had great conversations with people on the streets, just about many issues, this one included. And I did see Mayor Frank Jackson at the parade today, as I posted on Facebook. I don't know if you saw that. I said he's looking awful thin. And is that what's next for Cleveland after the RNC leaves in 2016? Because it's typical that a convention comes into town, militarizes the police for us. Thank you very much.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yes, they did.
And and then leaves it like a steroid, like taking steroids. All of a sudden, you're pumped up like a boomtown. You know, the gold rush boomtowns. You know, everything gets pumped up, and all of a sudden there's a collapse. And this is indicative around the country. You know, so we, that's all I know.
Thank you so much. We will be getting into something else shortly that I think you will appreciate, but I thank you for calling in, as always, and giving us some information.
Thank you, sir. All right, Al. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Thank you. Wow. Before I get to that area code of 786-488, might as well take the time to at least let people know should they choose. You can definitely go to Blog Talk and link to D Gambit Radio. And you can also go Facebook or Blog Talk to Miss Contagious or Bored and Restless Radio. They have definitely supported this program and supported other people as well. So that's just some things that's going on, because a lot of you all still complain and say, you don't share enough knowledge. So, you know, for that to be said, I do my very best, but sometimes that's why I grab the phone number, even if somebody clicks and says they don't want to speak, just because a lot of times I've learned you all have had something to share. And now let's go to this 786 area code and see what's on your mind. How are you this evening?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark, representing Never for Neighborhood Success and the National Voice. Here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NFL, the Browns look decent in the preseason. They still are having trouble sustaining a drive, but I think Brian Hoyer will end up starting week one. Justin Gilbert, our rookie cornerback, has done a decent job, but he is a rookie and will have to learn the ins and outs of playing against top-notch receivers day in and day out. In the NBA, the FIBA Cup is starting, and USA is looking once again very dominant. But even with their win, they had a bit of a scare. They trailed 40-35 by halftime. But after the first half, they took care of business and ended up winning 98-77 versus Turkey, with our own Kyrie Irving scoring 13 points. The Cavs were able to get Kevin Love from Minnesota, but we had to trade up our number one pick from the last NBA draft, Andrew Wiggins, in the process. It's a good deal, and I believe Love now makes the Cavs a finals type of team. There was your weekly sports report. Now back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
Wow. I was surprised. I will say one thing. I was very glad and surprised on how it looks like our wide receivers are stepping up after, we will say, the stupid actions of Josh Gordon. With that being said, was it really a surprise to you that he was suspended like he was for the season?
Yes, it was a surprise because, I mean, it all depends on, like, what type of person you are. So, I mean, if it's okay for a dude to hit a woman and, like, actually beat her up and, like, only get two games, and the dude that, like, Josh Gordon gets a whole season, and, like, he said it was secondhand smoke, and he got two tests. So it all depended on which test they took first. So it was, like, kind of, like, luck of the draw. So if they also took the other test that was under, I believe, 0.15
right,
as far as the marijuana goes, he would have been good. But it was over, I think, like, it was, like, 0.15.3 and, like, in that area. But if they were to divide the two, which I thought they were going to do, he would have been, and he would have been able to play the season. And I believe that's what he should be able to do. So, I mean, it all depends on what your values are. I mean, because Ray Rice got two games for hitting the girl. So, I mean, hey.
And I'm glad you brought that one up, because now on the flip side of it all, with what you just said, the NFL is now taking a late stand on that. But in other words, let's put it out there. In all seriousness, this definitely assaulting and putting your hands on a woman definitely should have been meted out from anywhere from 8 games to the whole season in itself. So I want to put that one out there. Definitely second what you just said, because there was something that was definitely, it was just definitely wrong. I think what happened to Josh after he was tested, and it was unbelievable that in the midst of that whole scandal, there was the driving thing and everything else. So it was just sports-wise for our team, it's nice to see our receivers rise up, but maybe now will cause other players all across any team to start questioning their own values and following them through.
Yeah.
So I thank you very much for that report.
Thank you, too.
No problem. Of course, that's my man always representing, not only playing sports, not only doing well in school, but a very, very capable and thinking young brother who's out there. So I appreciate him for always coming through and bringing certain things in to us and information. So, you know, before I play this next track, time to go on just a little bit more of information-wise, and I'll put it out here like this, that we tried to tell you a month ago on this particular show that the brand-new $30 million makeover of Public Square that will close off Ontario Street. That's right. It's closing off Ontario Street, you know, until you would get to Prospect. It would create two large rectangular areas interconnected for parks to make one great big old park. Now, as well as a narrow Superior Avenue street. So it would narrow it from 77 feet to 44 feet, which would cause a bigger problem for RTA riders than expected. That was something that we talked about a month and a half ago. Now, even though bus traffic will be the only traffic allowed on Superior, all other buses that would run through Ontario will be rerouted in a complete circle around the park. Now, Mayor Jackson and the Gun Foundation, among others, caused me to think that I might be wrong. But finally, the past few days, the RTA chief, now this is the thing, the RTA chief, Joe Calabrese, said, we need to look close at this. Calabrese also said removing buses from the square or reallocating them and relegating them to outer roads are out of the question. He said RTA runs about 4,000 buses through the square daily. Let's go back over that. 4,000 buses through the square daily. And the big civic space remains critically important because of the concentration of jobs in downtown Cleveland and because of the square's proximity to the red line, blue line, and green line rapids that converge in nearby Tower City. And even though the backers of the plan claim the plan won't affect RTA ridership, they have not given him any specifics. At least the head of the RTA, yep, the head right now, Joe Calabrese, he at least knows how the regular citizens of Cleveland, Ohio feels when we are told to shut up is good for you. You know, with that being said, seems like the city is heading us down to a death certificate, so let's put that track on from Beat Effect and Osage.
Come on, come on.
Let's make it real, family. Yeah. Make it real, family. Yeah. Animal Kingdom, baby. Yeah. Let's make it real, family. Yeah. I got my competition baffled with that, damn it, I just choke, look. Ain't gave my permission just to be around my notebook. Crack verses like a coat, hanger to a dope hook. Now you hook, cliffhanger dick, 54 foot. Tell a blind nigga watch, you know what time it is. Stomp a tree to a tree stomp, make the east jump. Bare arms make your rabbits leap, use your feet chump. Body parts smack out each chunk with a tree trunk. Y'all just hollin', you think that it's your last off. How do I keep talking shit if I just hit my ass off? Blast off, you won't break a sweat in a sauna with the setting on summer. Please, we're sweating as the Bahama breeze. You better wanna leave, I swear on my parents' mama. No telling where I from, it's smoking like marijuana leaves. Come there with common thieves, where a llama, Shama, Dama, Jeffrey Dama, Donna, Kira's mama, still Obama, please. You know where drama leads, I hop inside the couch over like, or whatever the problem needs. We have a problem, you say, but I have a problem, jeans. More dangerous than a swarm of bees running from police. I come shooters that feel Jackson, feel action, feel snatching, feel catching ill like Mike Real Jackson. Fuck what they said, motherfucker, break bread. If I ain't killed, you lay your ass there and play dead.
Yeah. Now I'ma shoot you in your head and put my dick in your coagulated blood droplets. Fucking hands up until you pay your nigga, stop it. Bitch, I'm fucking with you. I'm at a beat seat, meaning I'm a beast. If it was odd that we was drunk, we stuff us smell like your feces. Beat their mics like they reach their PCs. Beat the fifth for different species. Yo, I stick a space modulator in your ass, hater. Rip your balls off and grind up on a cheese grater. Yeah, inform your mama an hour later. The bitch a masturbator, I ate a pussy like an hour later. Just let me say this. If Machine Gun Kelly hit you say that I'm better, he wouldn't say shit. I got a white man. No, we can't. No, fuck, we'll fuck.
And, of course, welcome back to Man in the Streets Music Activism News. And the number still here is 646-478-0944. I thank you all for tuning in to this Labor Day edition. Before I play another couple of tracks or whatever, I need to definitely let people know that this coming Sunday, should you choose 8025 Cedar Avenue, that's 8025 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. I was invited out 44103, 11 a.m., Gospel Hip Hop Minister LaVita Murray. And that's this coming Sunday, something special program. I definitely have to check that one out. I definitely also want to take the time, since I haven't done it yet, which is very, very important to throw out there should you choose. You can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, or go to newstalkcleveland.com. Wow, I had to use that particular voice for that. And looking back on this one, I will tell you what I will do right now. You know, next week, my man, Brother Christian, brought up a very, very important point because I've been holding on to that article for a little bit of time, checking out NFL and certain other sports things. So that definitely will be added in with the other thing. There's a couple other things added up that we could talk about next week as well. But before we get into all of that, let's play this track so I can wind myself down and be right back after we hear from Emax the Image. Had to let you know who it was so you would realize this is definitely not the actual artist, but somebody who's great at what he does. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio's on Man in the Streets, Music Activism, and News. You know, before we get into that debut from, of course, Sean Niggy Knock, my man Sean Niggy Niggy Knock used to be formerly known as the governor of EC. He was also mentioned in, of course, that hip-hop workshop theme, which will debut at the workshop early on instead of late. We'll do it right this time. And also, we will also have it online this coming Thursday. That's Cleveland Standard Time at 11 p.m. So with that being said, I want to let people know that from what was said early and real easy, that when it comes to BMA, that Black Man Army, black men, if we can't stand up for our babies, children, and women, then we aren't men. We're still slaves. We've been standing too long like ostriches with our heads stuck in the sand. Our community is in shambles, ravaged, and left looking like a war zone. Our women aren't safe. It was said by a veteran that had served 20 years in the military in the service of his country, but when he retired and returned home, he realized that he had been fighting the wrong war. The real war was being waged in our streets, our cities, and neighborhoods. So with that being said, that's why the BMA, the Black Man's Army, exists to combat the problems in the community, such as rape, murder, death, no hope, abandonment, helplessness, fear, lawlessness, no sanctuary. So, of course, for those who want more information, you could dial up that 216-253-4070 phone number. That's 216-253-4070 phone number, or that 216-804-7462 number. So, you know, those are a couple of things I wanted to throw out. Also, to let people know, why am I so adamant about taking these phone calls? Because when the phone calls come through, you get ideas for other shows. It was a person who called in before, and they heard a couple of things, talked to him off air, and they spoke a little bit about car drivers, RTA, and things like that. Started me to thinking. I said, okay, that's a cool subject to dig in. Added something that I was already looking at. He threw it out there in the universe. So now I got to dig deep into that. I think that this show has been creator-driven. The creator has allowed this show to exist going on for 3 years. Like I say, when I put it out there, it's important for me on this to start it off and let people know. This is chapter 3, verse 33 tonight, and creator willing will be on verse 34 next week. He just thought I was throwing out random numbers. Fortunately not. To take us out of here, this next brother right here, when you listen to his songs, a couple of nice storylines in them, very nice storylines in them. He performed them at an OPN one-year anniversary a couple of weeks ago. This is definitely Sean Niggy Not Extended. Definitely enjoy it, and we will talk to you next week, creator willing. Try to make it out to some of these events. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
fucking new America. This your boy, Nicky Ignacio. Just bringing attention to what's going on. It's war on our children right now. I'm just gonna bring some light. Couple scenarios. It's Friday morning, 9:30 a.m. Lord Jesus Christ, please save him. Little Mikey, a 12-year-old student. Miss Johnny and his parents abusing. He have an age today that he looks bad. He went to school with a gun. Mikey got detention.
Why?
For not paying attention. Little Mikey with tears in the eyes was a triple trauma. At least the teacher died.
Yeah. That's what happened.
And that's a little boy. Little white boy wanted to enter school. He just getting picked on by the teacher. I'm kind of messed up. We're going to take it down south right now. Down in Florida, there's a hostage situation.
Where?
In a well-known location, a security guard is getting held by a gun to a dead by a father who just lost his son. See, his son got killed in an apartment. See, his son is Trayvon Martin. See, the verdict was read, they all plead not guilty, not the Justin Zimmerman free. Now America, outrageous, seek justice, violence on our kids like it ain't nothing. It's either him or me, why keep him alive? He wasn't thinking about that when Trayvon died. Sorry it happened down there, but it's a Trayvon Martin every single day. This goes on every day. We gotta stop this war on our children right now. We're gonna take it back up to my hometown. Cleveland, Ohio, up on the west side. Made national news. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad to see things going on like this. Our teenagers getting smacked. Our daughters getting raped. Just listen to me for a minute. 10 years ago, my daughter's still missing. The two of her friends, please listen. Police report, she's dead. We can't find her. Daddy loves you, baby, I'm gonna find ya. Folks, letters, we looked all over. Tears dropping, thinking it's over. But there's a guy, and baby, I grab hold. Even boys and girls find an aerial Castro. 10 years later, me and my daughter reunited. Escape from hell, castle silence. Months, years, summer, winter. You wouldn't even made it out of justice center.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. It was me and you, you and me, Bonnie and Clyde, Sam and Louise, Will and Jada, Hov and B. We forever a happy family. We led the way, we set some dreams. My grandpa said all good things must come to an end. And it came down crashing like the London Bridge. I can't believe we had split. I would never place that bid. I gave you my house, I gave you my life. We was under God, husband and wife. I thought it was love, I thought it was right. Never would have thought you would cut me with that knife. You was conniving, I was naive. Sitting in front of church, asking God why me. Now I know why, I couldn't breathe. Now I'm breathing again, like Tony B. I'm asking for a divorce, I promise I'll hold back. Just give me the pen, and I'll sign that contract. Just that you was wrong, for sickness and health. You sound on the right, then I sound on the left. Just give me that
before.
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 So I can have my life back.
Those was my son.
Those
were
my daughters.
Then with my kids. I was a father. I love the devil. Some type of situation. Would never do that to them. Some serious accusation.
What we holding on to? It's time to let go. Take pentagrams. Blood, TKO. For sickness and health. Let's end this pain. Sign these papers and give me back my name. I'm asking for a divorce. I promise I won't hold back. Just give me the pen, and I'll sign that contract. Just that you was wrong, for sickness and health. You sound on the right, and I sound on the left. Just give me that
before.
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 So I can have my life back. Just give me that.
Just give me that.
Just give me that.
That's all I'm. That's all I'm. That's all I'm. That's all I'm asking for.
That's all I'm. That's all I'm.
That's all I'm asking for.
Just give me that.
Just give me that.
That's all I'm asking for.